Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Isn't technology amazing? I mean, it is absolutely incredible. We're sitting here in San Diego, California at 6:39 in the morning, and I'm looking on my computer screen right now at five-time Major League Baseball All-Star, Pride of Morris High School, and now with the Oryx Buffaloes, NPB, in Japan. It is a pleasure to welcome onto our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Adam Jones, back with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Adam, say hello to your hometown. It's great to have you on this morning.
I love you guys. I love San Diego. Anybody and everybody who knows me knows that I love San Diego. I always talk about San Diego. No one can ever say that or tell me that San Diego isn't the greatest city, the greatest weather. Obviously, we don't have we only have one major sports team, but we also got the goals. So people can't tell me nothing about San Diego. I don't listen to it.
Well, it's always good to play up whatever city you're in being interviewed on, just to, you know, make the fans like you, but it's true when you talk about San Diego. So that's the difference. Now, I said it's the morning here. Your day is already pretty much done. You're at the end of the day over there in Japan. What time is it over there?
Yeah, it's 10:40 right now, and I just got activated finally from the COVID list with the quarantine and all that stuff. I dealt with some tragic family stuff the last month, so I had to go back to San Diego and bury my mother, and then, you know, back to my mom would always say, you got to finish out the contracts that you set forth and don't leave a nickel on the table. So I had to come back to Japan and made sure that I finish out the season and, you know, have as much fun as I could, as my mother would always say.
Well, my condolences first of all, Adam. Absolutely. And glad that you're able to come back and finish out this season and you know, finish what you committed. Does that mean that is this going to be your last season in Japan? I mean, 2 years is certainly that's a pretty solid experience over there. Tell me what it's been like and, you know, how it's different, what you've liked, maybe what you haven't liked about playing baseball over there.
I can never say that it's officially the end. My wife started a travel company and she's like, you know, your body hurts and you know, come on, you know, she's trying to hint to like retire and relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I'm like, I know I can do one more year and then I play a game and I come home and just complain all night that my hips hurt, my back hurt, my feet hurt. And she's like, well, it's time to, you know, she don't want to say it, but she hints towards it every night. And I'm like, I don't know. I still love it. And I still love it. And, you know, coming to Japan was obviously not in the cards, obviously, you know, playing 13 years of Major League Baseball. I wanted to retire there. I wanted to play, you know, 14, 15, 16, as long as everybody wants to play as long as they can in Major League Baseball. But I got 13 years there, and I couldn't have been more grateful for every single day that I got to play there. Most people don't even get the chance. But the opportunity arose to come to Japan, and my wife lived in Paris as a young kid. So she's like, this experience would be great for us. It'd be great for our family. You know, just the situations that transpired with me and baseball, it didn't end too greatly. So she was like, hey, let's go to Japan and let's experience it. And when, you know, obviously when we're going through the negotiations with my agent, she was the biggest supporter of it. And obviously me, I'm like, let me see. I know a team wants me. Teams were like, I don't know. Let's, you know, we want to go younger. We want to go this and all that. And I respect that about how organizations run. It's business. At the end of the day, it's business. And being a 33-year-old free agent, I got a one-year, $3 million deal. Granted, that's a boatload of money. And I'll never forget that. That's a boatload of money. But I was expecting something more, and I didn't get that. And then when the chance to come to Japan arose, I was like, you know, hey, it's a better – if I went from one year, $3 million, I'm probably going to go a little bit less than that, maybe half.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah, let's go somewhere else. Let's go experience it. You don't need them. You've done what you've done for them. And she's been my biggest supporter through all of this. And, you know, so I'm just like, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to continue to play. If this is my last year, it's been an unbelievable run, you know, ever since July 23rd, 2008. Three, that's the day I signed. I've been on a schedule of Major League Baseball and just baseball in general. And if this is my last go around it, I can't be anything but grateful. But at the same time, I'm going to maintain and try to keep in the best shape I can until, you know, March, April. And if no team signs me, then you know what? You're going to just get a lot of pictures of me on the beach with margaritas and chips and guacamole, and you're going to have to deal with it.
Sounds good. Adam Jones is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Did you ever see the movie with Tom Selleck, Mr. Baseball? I mean, you were probably a baby when that one came out. But
I've seen that movie as a kid. I've seen it probably 100 times. And then when I signed over here, I had to rewatch it. I had my wife rewatch it too, just to get her just to make sure she understood that this is what I'm going to. I'm not going to. This ain't the country club anymore. This isn't going there. Park your car. Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones, how you doing? Hey, can I get you a pina colada before you even switch to your golf gear? Each hole, somebody's sitting there telling you what to do. No, this ain't it. This Japan is not is not Major League Baseball. It's not the country club. But it's a great experience nonetheless. You know, they don't do the same things we do in terms of how everything is just top notch and the quality of everything is great. You know, there's no we don't stay at the Four Seasons. We don't stay at the Peninsulas, the Ritz-Carltons, the St. Regis. No, we don't. We stay at the Princes, which are a little bit better than the Hampton. The
Hampton Inn, yeah.
Maybe. But within the first 2 weeks of me coming over here last year, it humbled me so badly that I had to have my wife fly out here because I was just miserable. And I'm like, this, and again, I'm only speaking on this because, like, the way I'm speaking on this is because of the last 13 years of my life have been first class.
Of course. You know what I mean? Living the life of a Major League Baseball all-star. Of course.
Exactly. So it's not like I'm saying, like, oh, I'm bougie or anything like that, but I am bougie and I'm like that in a way because I've lived this life for 13 straight years from being 20 years old to being 33 years old. Like, this is the life I've lived every single day. And, you know, to come here, it just humbled me, and it humbled me in a great way to where it's like it just realized that, you know what, this baseball game could be snatched from you in a heartbeat. You know, I could have been on my couch, miserable, depressed, and all very, very, you know, so many other different emotions. But I was able to come here, bring my family here, gain an incredible knowledge for a different culture, live differently than we have lived. We live in an apartment. I haven't lived in an apartment since 2010. And my kids have never lived in an apartment. We've lived since they've been born and lived in houses. And then, you know, obviously being in an apartment here, it's really cool for them as my kid, for my kids, because it's like, it takes me back and takes us back to the 90s of, you know, calling your friends on the phone and be like, hey, is such and such there? Can I talk to them? You know what I mean? Opposed to now, it's just like text messaging or calling your friend personally. Now it's like, can I call? It's like house phones. These kids in this building, they call the individual apartments and be like, hey, is, you know, is here such and such here? And now it's like when I hear them talking, I'm like, oh, well, I gotta give them the etiquette of, you have to ask for the person. You have to say, hello, is such and such here? Opposed to just like when someone, you call their personal cell phone, it's like, what's up, man? What's up? What's up? You know what I mean? So it's like going back in time, and it's great because it's, again, it's humbling, but it's like teaching our kids that technology is not everything. The old school way of chivalry is still intact, and we're building our young boys to be young great men. And again, have you ever had Japanese food?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, not just sushi either. I've tried. I'll let you know a little secret. I'm super beef, but if you own it,
you have no idea.
I think it's okay if you own it, right? I mean, come on. I grew up in Encinitas. I went to Torrey Pines. I'm super bougie, Adam.
100%. We just bought land in Rancho Santa Fe, and we took our kids by, and they're like, "Oh my gosh!" So we're building in Rancho Santa Fe now, and there's just like, what? What are you doing?
I'll show you all the places to hang up there. Don't worry.
Yeah, our kids have no idea of what their lives are going to be. And we're doing, obviously, I'm doing it for me and my wife. We're thinking about the kids in a little bit for, we get them a playroom and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they just had no idea. And, you know, Torrey Pines is definitely a high school that's on the list. La Jolla Country Day is obviously on the
list. Of course.
Bishop. And, you know, we're just, you know, Roger Rowe. All those.
Oh yeah, I went to junior high there. Like I said, I'm super, super bougie, Adam. I want to ask you though, because I saw you chiming in. You still follow, obviously, active on social media. Follow what's going on back in Major League Baseball and with your hometown team, the San Diego Padres. They're looking for a manager right now. You kind of threw your hat in the ring a little bit. And we were talking yesterday that they need someone with some credibility to come into that clubhouse that the players are going to respect right away. And the first thought, of course, bring back Bruce Bochy or bring an established manager. Buck Showalter, who you played for and Manny Machado's played for, is a guy who's on that list. But sometimes nowadays, those former players who are just finishing, you know, successful careers, they're getting into managing right away, and they get a lot of credibility as well. How important kind of is that, and how do you see this going from your long-distance perspective on the Padres looking for a new skipper here?
Well, obviously with the tweet, I'm obviously talking a little bit of malarkey.
We know you're kind of kidding a little bit. Sure, that's fine.
That's the proper word to use. My wife, again, she's telling me that, look, you've given everything you had to this game. Take some time away to just enjoy the fruits of your labor. But at the same time, being a manager is, I don't care who you are, what you've done, how much money you've made. Being a manager is just sacred. I don't care who you are. That just is something that you want to, it's like being a manager, you get to control a lot of things. You get to control the game. And obviously now with the sabermetrics, with the analytical side of it, and I mean, we have analytical departments, you know, the game's obviously not the same. You have a lot of the old school guys are gone. But at the same time, you still have a lot of old school guys still in the game, as you have Snitker, La Russa, you got Dusty Baker. You know, you still have a lot of the old school guys and a lot of old school mindsets that still are able to.
It's working. It's still working.
Relevant game. And, you know, with me, obviously, you know, I definitely need time away from the game. I've, as in, I'm 36. I'm, you know, at kind of the ripe age to be a new manager, which is crazy for this new era, you know, because a lot of people are going for this, for the younger, more relatable to the player type.
David Ross, Alex Cora, you know, younger guys.
You know, with Craig Counsell, when he got hired years ago. Obviously, he's been a great manager, doing a great job for the last 5-6 years up in Milwaukee. So it's not out of the realm that, you know, even you go with manager in Minnesota. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. But you get to understand that you know, the game has changed, and the game's, you know, it's getting younger. Obviously, you got these superstars. You have a boatload of superstars that are under 25. Obviously, every other week, the, you know, MLB Network, they're doing this a special on the players that are under 25. And, you know, with the Padres, you have arguably the best player under 25 at Fernando Tatis Jr. And then add that with Manny Machado, Cronenworth, Hosmer. You got a great pitching staff with Darvish, Lamet, Snell, Brett Clevenger. Coming back next year, healthy. I mean, it's there's so much positivity that's going on in San Diego right now that my family and friends that I know have supported me throughout all the years. They've watched a lot of Oriole baseball because I was there. They're so tuned into the game of baseball now, and they're so tuned into Padre baseball. And obviously this year wasn't the year that the Padres wanted to have. But again, you play the game, the game will tell you what kind of player you are. It's just like Tony Gwynn always told me, the T will tell you what kind of hitter you are. The T will never lie to you. Just like baseball, it'll never lie to you.
Adam,
you know, there's no, if you win 70 games, that you can't say
that's
that,
who you are. You're absolutely right. I mean, man, we're out of time.
End of the day, you are. You won 79 games.
It's so good to hear from. So good to hear from you, man. I appreciate it so much. In fact, I'm so appreciative. I won't tell Rocco Baldelli that you forgot about him after you played against him in the AL East for all those years.
Rocco Baldelli. Hey, Sandy, I mean, I'm thinking of sunny weather. I'm thinking of just, I can't think of Lake Minnetonka. Okay.
Right. No, you think about him in Tampa, not in Minnesota, of course. Well, Adam, I know it's late. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for your time, and we will hopefully catch up again soon. Take care, man.
Anytime, brothers.
Adam Jones, All-Star, that was fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.